Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong.
Hello, and welcome to the Eastern States Fantasy Football League podcast. Spending big money this week to get a proper radio introduction, here's your host, Jeff Rogers.
Why, thank you, Ross.
I'll tell you, third cousin of Bruce Buffer's wife, no expense spared in this place.
No expense spared. We're doing it right. It's Thanksgiving weekend. It's the first weekend of the fantasy playoffs. How about that? And And that's what we all hope once we get to the
Jim
fantasy.
Mora, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's what we all hope when we get to the playoffs. It is the playoff special this week on the podcast. And to help me with this endeavor, I have James Whalen of the Northeast River Rats and fellow participant in this year's Johnson Cup playoffs. Welcome, James, and congratulations to the River Rats on their fifth appearance in the Johnson Cup playoffs in the last 6 years.
Jeff, it's great to be here, and I want to start out with I'm sick. I'm just sick. I'm not feeling well or whatever, okay. But I'm still very happy to be here.
So you're throwing the excuse out there that you're going to be sniffling a lot in this podcast or what?
That's not any different than any other podcast I've ever done where if you listen carefully or not even so carefully, there is a repetitive sniff that happens. A nasal condition.
All right. And also before we get started here, I want to thank our announcer, Ross Vetchery, for sitting in with us. Ross is a fantasy football participant. He is right now in the minor leagues of fantasy football, that being the Conference Room Quarterbacks Fantasy Football League. Ross, how are you doing in that league anyway? You're right around 500, right?
I'm right around 500 right now. Yeah, I've had a couple bad weeks lately, and I think I might still have a chance to hit in the playoffs, but it's not looking great.
Okay,
but,
so you probably need to definitely win this week.
Yes.
This is the last week of the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
My alter ego team, the one-man skulk, is out of the playoffs in that league. So I can fully concentrate on the ESFFL, which is probably a good thing for
yes.
me.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for sitting in, Ross. And we'll come back to you with maybe your opinion as we look through some of these matchups that we have. But first, we must congratulate the Emus. They are the number one seed in the Johnson Cup playoffs this year, and they have just won their fourth consecutive division title and will be making their 12th consecutive appearance in the Johnson Cup playoffs. By the way, the next longest consecutive playoff appearance streak is held by the Penthouse, with this season being just their fourth consecutive appearance. So that really puts it in perspective what the Emus have done, just what a consistent team they are.
Yeah, they're either good or a bunch of cheaters, Jeff. Either way.
Well, they're another one of these teams that when,
or both. Maybe another, that's the sweet spot.
They're you know which team I'm talking about when I say that they're another one of these teams that kind of make up a when things aren't going their way, they make up a rule to try to help themselves out. And we won't mention who that other team is. Or any initials such as BS or anything like that. That would be BS, right? We won't do that.
That would be BS.
But in all fairness and all due respect, the Emus just tremendous. He puts a lot. So I don't know. You don't know Frank. Frank recently retired.
Frankly, I don't know him. No.
Yeah. No. And I think he's in his 40s, like me. You're still in your 30s, right? Yeah.
I'm knocking on the door.
Barely.
Sadly.
Barely. He's like in his 40s like me, and he's retired.
He's retired?
He's retired to focus on fantasy football. That
oh
is the
God.
Rumor. That well, is the rumor, but it's not a rumor that he's retired, but the rumor is he's retired so that he can focus solely on fantasy football.
Well, another one of the hundreds of millions that married better than I did, Jeff, is my interpretation of that statement. Love you, Bridget.
All right. Well, moving on, as we were talking about Frank, Frank's rule, one of the rules he put in place to perperhaps help his team is the Perlmutter paradigm, which of course, and Ross, this is new for you, and you're probably thinking what a zany league this is, but the Perlmutter paradigm, or also known as the pick your own playoff rule, is a rule that says in each round of the playoffs, the highest seeded team gets to pick whichever team they want to play, And then the next highest team is the next team. They pick whoever's left and so on and so
three
on.
3 years? Has this been affected
I think
years?
This is its fourth year, I think. It's at least three, maybe four. However, this is the first year that the Bay Foxes have been able to take advantage of this rule. So last year I was in the playoffs, but I was selected and then promptly lost to said Emus. And I think the year before that I wasn't in the playoffs. The year before that I think was the first year, and I was selected that year as well, I believe. But anyway, I could be wrong about this. This could be the third year. I'm not sure.
It's kind of cool to create a rule and then leverage it so strongly as the Emus have, I guess.
Yep, and the Emus will get to take full advantage of this next week, where they will be the number one seed heading into the second round of the playoffs. But, of course, they are on bye this week. So the top pick in the draft of the pick-your-own playoff team goes to the Bay Foxes. I should have had the applause soundbite for that one. Or you guys can just applaud if you want. Go ahead. All right, thank you.
We didn't want, but we will.
And so I'm going to apologize in advance here. I'm going to take the microphone and talk a little bit about, and James, you're welcome to chime in on this, but I'll talk
couldn't
a little
stop me
about,
if you wanted to, Jeff.
I know. I want to talk a little bit about the Bay Foxes and how I went about my selection. And, of course, I prophesied this a little bit, maybe incorrectly, last week when I talked about potentially picking the Swamp Drainers, who are the number three overall seed and get to select next after me.
I would have loved to have seen that happen.
If I don't pick them, of course. But I did, I just want to say, I did wimp out. I did avoid the Swamp Drainers here in my playoff opponent. But I did give it a lot of consideration. And you may call me crazy.
He Hillary Clinton'd. He avoided draining the swamp.
You may call me crazy.
Okay. You're crazy.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Hold on. The light didn't flash in the studio here, Jeff. Get that technician on the phone right now.
But again, I'm in it to win it, right? And I think...
Hey, if it was tic-tac-toe or fantasy football or
no matter what it is, I'm in it to win it.
You have been 100% vested in everything I've ever seen
you
do.
I would much rather have second place than a first-round exit, but that means very little to me, right? I want to win the whole thing. And I do, with all due respect to the Emus... I do believe the Swamp Drainers are the best team in this league. And if I can see a chance to take them out, which I saw potentially this week with some less than stellar matchups, those being DeAndre Hopkins going against the Patriots and Stephon Gilmore. I think that's a really tough matchup for the Swamp Drainers this week. Also, the guy from Dallas,
Amari Cooper,
going up against Tre'Davious White and the Buffalo Bills. I think that's a tough matchup.
Being shadowed by somebody pretty good, Jeff.
There's some really, really tough matchups. And Garoppolo, their number two quarterback, going up against the Ravens in Baltimore. I think that's going to be tough. I really saw an opportunity to maybe take out the Swamp Drainers this week. Really appealing, but the thing that stopped me is the fact that they have the Bears defense. The Bears are playing the Lions this week, and I spent too many Thanksgiving days watching the Lions just create turnovers and give up 30, 40 points and defensive touchdowns and things like that. They scared the heck out of me. That scares the heck out of me.
Shout out to Cannon. Who are good players on the Lions?
Kenny Golladay, hopefully.
Yes. Yes.
But right now doesn't have a quarterback to throw it to.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, Stafford. They're not going to hike the rock to him. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So I think that's how you see it as well, James. I heard you say you're.
I don't
the Bears
want Chicago
well.
Against Detroit first round in the playoffs. Personally, I would dodge that matchup. Now again, we'll talk about it here. It'll go completely different, but.
So
I don't want that matchup.
I mean, had the Bears, and I don't want to make excuses here, but had the Bears been matched up with someone like the Ravens or 49ers or even maybe the Panthers, a good offensive team.
Might have pumped the swamp low.
I would have gone after that swamp. And the other thing here is I don't want it to be over on Thanksgiving. I don't want to see the Bears defense score 30 points on Thanksgiving, and then that ruins my whole Thanksgiving weekend, right? I don't want that either.
There's few and far between a good enough turkey to make up for that, Jeff.
So enough about the Swamp Drainers. I'll go ahead and announce that the Bay Foxes will be playing the Bear Buffenuff this week. Oh. Randy Miller coming at you.
Coming at you.
This is a rematch of the...
You might want to put some clothes on, Randy Miller.
This is a rematch of the 2002 Fantasy Bowl. And I think Randy's got a real solid team. It's up there on the big board for us to look at. You know, I'm a little scared about Drew Brees. I think he has a potential for a good game tonight. But again, Deshaun Watson against the Patriots, I think they'll be able
is
to
Brees
contain
away
him.
Or?
Brees is at the Falcons this week.
Brees is not that good on the road, right?
Well, it's still a dome stadium, and they're in a revenge game against the Falcons. I just think they'll be able to run the ball against the Falcons. I think Kamara has a big game.
I'll tell you what, man. The Saints' defense is shutting running backs down. That has no bearing on what we're talking about right now, but I was trying to work that in. I think I picked it in an opportune moment. I'm in a spiral. I can't get out of this. Go ahead, Jeff. Take it over.
And then, you know, I'm a little scared of Lenny Fournette. I think he, you know, he had a big week last week.
I'm not on a first-name basis like you are with him, Jeff. But
James Conner, a little bit banged up and potentially not playing this week.
Not playing. Breaking news.
Are you breaking this news?
Breaking news.
He's
not playing.
He's
ruled out for week 13. James Conner. James Conner.
Yeah, and I think that's someone that, you know, I really like James Conner a lot as a running back. I think that's someone the Buffalo are going to want to hold on to. So I don't think they give up that roster spot. I think they hold on to him for the future.
Somebody got Snell. I'm trying to remember who has Snell.
In our league?
Some random.
Yeah, maybe somebody does.
Some random team has Snell. Oh, a random team. Like the Why Missing Wallabies or something.
Ooh. Now, they also have Cooper in that tough matchup against the Bills. So I still fear him, but, you know, he usually does most of his damage against zone defenses. And, you know, he's going to have a tough matchup there, hopefully, with Tre'Davious White. Calvin Ridley scares me, especially if Julio Jones doesn't play. He had a big week last week, and he's a guy that can put a lot of points on the board.
I think Jones is going to play.
You know, and they've got the Steelers defense, so that's equivalent to what I've got there. And I think one of the things that really scares me in the playoffs is, you know, any defense really can have a big week.
Like the Patriots every week this year.
Yeah, the Patriots, but even like Carolina Panthers, they scared me. They're going up against the Redskins at home. You never know when the Redskins are just going to flat give up on the season, and you know, they're rookie quarterback that's been struggling. So that's my thought process. Nothing personal, Randy. If I was to lose to you, I wouldn't feel quite as bad about that, because we are good friends, and you will represent the league well going forward. But that's my thought process. From there, we went to the Swamp Drainers, and they selected the Blue Hoagies. And I think we have this matchup here. And, you know, as I was projecting these scores, I projected the Swamp Drainers to score 107.9. And the Blue Hoagies, and this is not a setup, this is real math I did. This isn't fake math, this is real math. I have the Blue Hoagies projected to score 107.8, just 0.1 less. So maybe the Blue Hoagies can take out the Swamp Drainers. What do you think, James? Look at that. Look at those rosters up there. Give me your opinion on this.
All right, I'm absorbing.
The Panthers' defense is what I'm looking at. I think they will have a good week for the Blue Hoagies. That's what scared me off for them.
What against Washington, I guess?
Against Washington,
yeah,
at home. I, of course...
Because you're projecting them at 20 points.
Yep.
You're putting Chicago at 14.
Yep.
For the Swamp Drainers. Interesting projections.
Yep. And, I think they got a shot.
On paper, it's there. I would say that I would have to put my money on the Swamp Drainers just out of what we've seen.
Yeah. I'm not betting against the Swamp Drainers.
No. I'd like to say that the fastest person doesn't always win the race and the strongest to fight, but that's how you bet them, right? I'd have to bet the Swamp Drainer.
But
it's tight. On paper, it's tight. I mean, again, I can't see the magical equation used here, but...
So from there, we went to the Sluggas, and they went lowest available seed, which is the Penthouse. So it'll be Sluggers versus Penthouse, an intra-division rivalry.
I would have went Penthouse, personally. Like, had I... I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel here for the playoffs, but had I had the option, I would have went Penthouse, because for me specifically, I thought that was the most advantageous matchup.
I was a little scared of Davante Adams there, but you have Davante Adams.
I have Davante Adams, so yeah. And then there was some nice overlap. To be honest, I would have went with Penhouse and Buffenuff were at the top of my list, so I like your choice of Buffenuff. You know, all respect to Randy Miller.
Yeah. We then came to the Chowderheads as the fourth seed, and they also went lowest seed on the board by selecting the Heavies. I don't have that one queued up here
That's a tricky matchup. That's, like I say, the Heavies.
Well, the thing there, Patrick Mahomes going up against the Raiders defense for the Heavies. I give the Heavies a shot to take down the Chowderheads.
Yeah.
Chowderheads, you know, they did it during the regular season. They're the higher seed. But I'm not going to discount the Heavies. That for some reason, the Heavies wanted me to select them. I'm not sure what that's all about. But here you go. The Heavies
old
got...
Old rivalries, I guess.
Heavies got the Chowderheads.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting.
Then we called it...
How do you know that? Can we get a little backstory on it?
Well, I got a text message last night saying...
go ahead and pick me, Paul.
So, from the Heavies saying, Jeff, why don't you keep it in the family and pick the Heavies? My response was, how the hell are we related? Are we Eskimo brothers or what? We could be Eskimo brothers. I'm not sure.
That's awesome. Sorry. There's so many ripples in my small brain when someone makes the Eskimo brothers comment. Wow. I think he meant within your division, maybe? Is that what the family is?
No, the family is our poker family.
Oh, okay.
The same poker.
The bracelet.
Greater Oxford Poker Tour.
Okay.
Fellow
okay.
members there. We're almost out of time, James. So then it's the River Rats. Tell us, who are the River Rats going to play?
The River Rats will be facing the illustrious Cool Springs Cockatiels.
The defending champions of the league. What do you think about that, James?
Oh, I'd like to say, I hope I stop them from making it a repeat. I think the odds are low to repeat no matter what. Whether they beat me or not, the odds are low to repeat, all right? That's just how it works. Statistically, that's how it works, all right? I want to end this like a Rick and Morty skit where I just start going crazy and I'm like, I don't know, you know?
All right, well, good luck to the River Rats. Good luck to all the teams in the Johnson Cup playoffs and the teams in the Consolation playoffs.
May no one get a Christmas vacation turkey this year.
You have listened to this podcast in its entirety. If you work at Gore, that's not a problem.
Hubba, blah, 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 blah.
I can't believe that one either.
It's nice to end on VD.